Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty, and it's Sunday night, and it is -0 outside with a wind chill factor. It's probably 20 below zero. And we are freezing up here. We had a nice little snowmageddon yesterday. It was pretty typical New England weather where, you know, it's just cold and lots and lots and lots of snow. But it was Valentine's Day, and it was really nice to see all the couples out, you know, being sweet to each other. I like that. And I just can't remember a time when I actually had a Valentine's Day that wasn't for my children. Let's see, I want to say maybe in 93, maybe in 92. I just never had a Valentine's. So it's neat to see it from that perspective of never actually experiencing it, even in marriage, but definitely being able to be a fly on the wall to see how relationships work outside of that. It was just a neat experience. It was a lot of fun. I worked, and the roads were terrifically slippery and horrible. But it is what it is. It's New England. Chloe and I are really jazzed. We're like set to go. This week has been crazy for me. Last week or the week before, we launched Women of Wisdom. And then yesterday, the Painted Elegance Simply Beautiful book was launched, and I'm trying to get my hands on it for Sunday, where I'm speaking in Boca Raton. And I'm so excited about that event. I get to meet so many of these wonderful people I get to see on Facebook and through various virtual outlets, but I actually get to meet them when I'm there. And I get to, hug some of my favorite gluten-free, fabulous friends that I haven't seen, since the last event. So it's really exciting. Well, I'll be leaving Thursday. There's supposed to be another snowstorm on Wednesday, so snow. Wednesday's great. Thursday, not so much. No snow on Thursday. Keep your fingers crossed. Tonight, it looks like I'm supposed to have Megan on. She wrote a book, my book, Who Am I? How My Daughter Taught Me to Let Go and Live Again. And it's about her journey through postpartum, anxiety, panic attacks. She said she stayed in a psych ward, and the divorce and domestic violence, and then law school. And I don't even know. I mean, she's just as much of a serial entrepreneur as most of my girlfriends. And she's amazing. So I'm really looking forward to having her dial in at 347-205-9443. And so Painted Elegance, go out and get a copy, and definitely send me a copy because I'm having a hard time getting any copies of this book. It's been a very strange process, but hopefully I'll have plenty on Sunday so that everybody in Boca Raton can get an autographed copy. It's really exciting. I had to order more Women of Wisdom books today because I sold out in the first week of the amount that I purchased, and so that's very exciting. And then I will be at Laurel Mae's Cottage on 3:15 at 2 o'clock doing another book signing. So definitely, if you're local, come on down. We'll have goodies, and it'll be nice to meet you finally. I'm going to run over to our commercial break and see if I can find Miss Megan.
Jean W. Kelly, author of The College Myth, claims that for many college graduates, the promise of a four-year education providing a good-paying job is no longer viable. He shows how college debt is negatively impacting far too many graduates' lives. However, at the same time, over 350,000 good-paying trade jobs are going unfilled due to the lack of qualified, skilled candidates. Gene argues that many students should not go to college, but should choose to become a highly skilled trades worker without the heavy burden of college debt. Gene went from a C-plus student in high school to a first-generation millionaire next door by learning several specific trade skills. Now, he is the founder and CEO of several companies including the Accelerated Technical Training Institute. Gene is also a winery owner in Napa Valley. Find out the secrets to Gene's success. Download his free ebook at www.thecollegemyth.com and jumpstart your earning potential today.
Are you a business owner searching for a better platform? We developed a website where you can push it for. Our site is Advit, and we fully committed to ensure our members' traffic, which I'm sure you will get. You can market your product here with a bunch of deals ranging from home, good, electrics. Take a look, if you will. Join Advit today, and your life will change. And the best part is free, and they'll always remain.
All right, you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty, and I've reached out to Megan. Hopefully she will be able to get on. I know that she is a single mom, and she's probably running around and might have forgotten about tonight. So, happens, no big deal, but I'm really curious to learn more about her and how she got through everything. I absolutely have to say that I was granted the privilege of being able to participate in a happiness project this week. And that was amazing. My friend, I actually have two friends who co-authored a book about happiness. And it was just a lot of fun and a huge honor to not only write about happiness, but to inspire other people to pick up their book and read their stories and what beautiful women that they really are. So that was really, really exciting. Trying to think, I'm kind of caught off guard because I thought I had a guest tonight. Valentine's Day, Chloe had a great time with her birth father, and so she's very excited. She got a teddy bear, teddy dog thing that's almost as big as her. She's sitting here snuggling with it. It's very cute. Love that. Well, you know, I'm going to give Megan a few more minutes to dial in, and I'm going to have Chloe go and grab my book. And I'll read you an excerpt from Women of Wisdom. I'm really excited about this book. The stories will make you laugh. They will make you cry. They are beautiful, well-written stories of hope and inspiration by women from all over the world. And I'm going to pick one and read it aloud for you while we wait for Megan to dial in. And hopefully she will dial in just a couple of minutes. All right. I just randomly picked a poem. And this one is from Grace Ventura. And it says, stay a while. Stay a while. Don't leave just yet. We are just getting reacquainted. And I have yearned for your return home, my beloved. I remember the sinking feeling in my heart each time you leave. I try calling you over and over, but no response. Now you have awakened from the dormant cryogenic stasis, and we are united again. In rapture in this heart, I am in tearful ecstasy each time you return home. Now as you drop in even deeper, we breathe in harmony as one heartbeat. Stay a while and remember, journey has begun again as the lover and beloved dance in this hypnotic swirl. As I listen in a quiet space with no distractions, I feel the full open heart expanding with each breath. Today, in this moment, I encourage you to embrace and come home to yourself for yourself. What greater gift is there than to reunite as the lover and beloved? Through the years of abandoning myself for another, I awaken and I promise to never leave again. This is the most generous gift one can offer to ourselves. In celebration of your divinity, may your heart brilliance guide you in the coming days ahead. How beautiful is that? You've got to get your hands on this book. There are so many amazing women that have offered such great wisdom. And you will laugh, you will cry, and you will be honored and humbled and strengthened by the power and empowerment that is in this book. So definitely rush out, get Women of Spirit, Exploring Sacred Paths of Wisdom Keepers. And my friend Twinkle Marie Manning is the editor and the woman who inspired us all to gather in pages to share our stories with you. Definitely be on the lookout for that. And I am thinking that we're going to have to reschedule Miss Megan, which is fine. Because I really, really, really want, if you are around tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, definitely be on the lookout. I will be on Natural Born Coaches with Mark McKinney. I am so excited. He's such a nice fella. He really is an inspiration to the coaching industry. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship and what it means to be a coach and how to strengthen your coaching skills, marketing, and my books, which will be really exciting. It'll be a little bit of a personal interview. So I'm super excited about that. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to tune in. If you're not on my Facebook, definitely go to facebook.com/celiacroads so that we can connect. And I look forward to that. Until Wednesday, I want you to know that I think you're beautiful. I love you. You are amazing. Keep being the light of all lights and shine so bright. And know that the best thing that you can do at any given moment is smile. It's the best contagion in the world.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.